This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are tricky, and they remind me of relationships. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I am Kevin Jackson, host of the show. You can find out more about us at thekevinjacksonshow.com. And I believe that my archives for my shows, y'all think I'm kidding. I'm not egotistical about it, but I believe that the archives of these shows will be talked about in colleges and universities in the future. That's right. Anyway, Democrats tricky. And here's what I mean by it. So let's look at guys first, because I don't want women to think I'm piling on them. So I know dudes who would take you. I had a little extra coin in the bank, you know, at a time in my life. And I know guys that I would go out and say, yeah, before we go out, man, I got to stop and get some money. And I'd go to the machine, you know, and get out a couple hundred dollars, and it would print out my balance. And I might have, you know, $20,000, $30,000 in my account. And I didn't think anything of it. But I remember this one day, one of my friends said, dude, what you going to do with that? I'm like, throw it away. It didn't have any information on it except that. But I had like $32,000 in my account. Dude said, man, give me that. And he takes it. And he uses it to leave it, like drop or leave for women to see that he's got that kind of money in the bank. Now, this is a dude that didn't have a fraction of that kind of money in the bank. But he did it. I have a buddy of mine bought a Ferrari keychain. He didn't drive a Ferrari, he drove a hoopty. But he had a Ferrari keychain. I know dudes that would borrow other dudes' cars and be like, hey, let me holler at your girl. And then he'd holler at a girl. That means he's going to try to, you know, pick her up. Like, hey, what's up, baby? How you doing? And he'd holler at her. And then the next time you see her, he's in a hoopty. He's like, oh, my other car's in the shop. You know, dated for a little while before she finally said, you own that car. Where that car, that good car. Because she wants to be seen with her girls. You pretentious. Most of us listening to this program, we've probably done something like that, where you wanted to impress somebody, so you put on, maybe you had a fake Rolex, or you had a fake Louis Vuitton purse. Let's face it, now let's hit the ladies, right? The ladies. Fake eyelashes. I was watching Naked and Afraid. I'm not kidding you. Naked and Afraid, where they send people out for 21 days, butt naked. They get to, you know, get a machete and a fire starter, and they got to survive in a location naked and afraid. And there was a girl out there with false eyelashes. I'm not even kidding. Long, false eyelashes. Oh, she tapped out after a few days, because anybody that would wear long, false eyelashes to a naked and afraid, to the jungle, is insane. You go there raw, you know, not trying to look good. Because trust me, you're not going to look good in 21 days when you're done. You're going to look bad. That's the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to come out in the raw. But you know what people are supposed to respect? They're supposed to respect that you battled it out with nature and you won. You know, you that bit of time, you were able to do it. But people, there's some people that are so egotistical, they can't battle nature without makeup. Women, fooling us. This is our relationship with Democrats. They're fooling us all the time. You think they like fishing. I'm going fishing this weekend. I'll go. Really, you like to fish? I love. You going to be there? I want to go. And she won't just blatantly go, nah, I love. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they do. They'll go, I love the fish. But just not anywhere with you, baby. Yeah, till you marry her. Then you got fishing. You go. So, I'm telling you the relationship with Democrats. It's fake and it's fleeting. It is not going to last. So, you know, they I like your hobbies. It would be like a dude. If I'm dating you and you go, yeah, I'm going to my croquet club this weekend. You want to come? No, thank you. I think I'll be golfing. I'm not going to make anything up. No, sorry, I'm not interested in that, but you go enjoy yourself, sweetie. Because I'm not going. I'm not going to. Oh, man, I just love me some croquet when I was a kid. You got to understand. I watched my grandmother. Whatever. I'm not going to do your croquet. or your girl, whatever, your book club or whatever. No, that's you. You go do you. I'll go do me. And when we get together, we'll, well, I'm not going to make it nasty, but it's just, when we get together, we will do the things that we jointly like to do. Yee. So Democrats are like that. It's like dating them. Fake this. Look, I don't have a problem with women that want to do the enhancements to make themselves look better. They want to give themselves a little tummy tuck or do their face or, you know, whatever. I don't care. It's not an indictment. It isn't, oh, you're so vain. This is what you want to do. There are people that age gracefully. There are people that say, I got a little extra coin. I'm going to age the way I want. But then there are those that go, shoot, I'm going to look good because I need to get me a man. And I'm going to always make sure I can have my trophy husband. And that's the way Democrats are. They fool you. It's a trick. Yeah. Ever been in a relationship where your partner asks you, do you think I'm pretty? They see another woman. They go, am I as pretty as her? Am I as pretty as Julia Roberts? Or what's her name? Angelina Jolie. Am I as pretty as Angelina Jolie? Yeah. Hey, you're being set up, guys. You're being set up. See, that's the liberals' version of America asking you, am I as pretty as France? And you, oh, baby, I was like, does this dress make me look fat? And here's the thing. The woman is gorgeous. Yes, she's gorgeous. When a woman points somebody out, she's telling you, that girl's gorgeous. She's your type. I know you, and that's your type. And she's obviously prettier than your girl. I mean, it happens, right? I know we all want to think we have the prettiest woman in the world. And in your eyes, that's the way it should be. But I'm just saying, in reality, she's not a runaway. She ain't doing Victoria's Secret catalogs, right? But still, you go, no way, baby, not to me, right? Not to me. Oh, so what are you saying? Not just to you, but to other. And there is no way to answer this question correctly. Why am I going through this no-win situation with you? Does this dress make me look fat? No, you is making it look fat. You know, should I wear a bikini or an all-in-one? You better wear a bikini because you ain't getting all that into one, right? You get what I'm saying, people? Come on, play with me. Play attention with me, baby. Come on, y'all. Democrats create no-win situations. That's what I'm trying to explain. No win. George Floyd gets killed. You go, that's terrible what that cop did. That cop should be indicted. George Floyd should get money. We need justice for this man. Okay, everybody, let's give him justice and let's get this cop out of the thing. Let's go burn everything down, say the Democrats. Say that woman you're dating. Let's kill it. I want to kill you. You need to be stabbed because you believe all lives matter. You get what I'm saying? No win situation. That's what you're doing. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, folks. We'll be back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work. Sorry, I'm late. Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out.
You're only at your best when your mind is at its best.
Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637.
That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
No win situation. That's what I talked about earlier. That's a terrible predicament to be in, a rock and a hard place. Most of the time, you don't have to be there. Why do we allow leftists to create situations where we cannot win? Kevin Jackson, you're listening to it. It's KevinJacksonShow.com. So all you got to do is put that on there. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. And you will get us 24/7 whenever you want. Get us on Spotify, all these different services. You just request us and I think it'll come up. I know it comes up on all the iTunes and Spreaker and this, that, and I don't even know all the different ones that are out there. But we come up on all of them because we talk about relevant stuff. I don't know if you know who Joe Rogan is, but if you listen to Joe Rogan, we give you, in my opinion, a cleverer version of Joe Rogan. I actually had this said to me by a friend of mine who's a very successful guy in Hollywood. he told me, he goes, man, you should be doing Joe Rogan stuff. And I was like, how's that? He goes, Joe can now get 5,000 people to come see him do a show. And he goes, Kevin, you're much more clever. And I knew who Joe Rogan was because I knew him from his comedy when he did Fear Factor, and then he started doing UFC. And I appreciate his work, but I was like, and I saw his stand-up. I go, I'm funnier than that. You know, and it's no slam on Joe. He's a great guy. I like a lot of his principles. I think he's an idiot in certain ways. I really do. And we could debate it. But a lot of times he's spot on. I think he's a Bernie guy. So he's dumb in that respect. But he a lot of his ideas are just good old blue-collar thoughts, you know. He teeters on common sense. Anyway, this show is similar, except better. I'll admit it. It's better. If I were Joe Rogan listening to my show, I'd say this show's better. If there's a show that's better out there, if you tell me, Kevin, this show is better than yours and I listen to it and it's better, I'll say it is. It's better. I don't have any problem with that. There's no ego here. If you have a good show, you have a good show. There are people that know what they're doing out there. I appreciate them. I learn from them. But yeah, no-win situations. That's what I try to avoid. I used to do that in relationships. A girl would be like, blah, 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 you know, and that's what I heard. Even if what she was saying was right, I heard, blah, 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 and then I'd get defensive. Why are you going to do that? Blah, 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 blah. And that's what she heard. And she was technically correct. And then I would be like, so what? I'm mad and I leave. You been that way? You ever had? Could you not communicate? I can communicate now. Good or bad, I can communicate. I mean, I'm not going to get into shouting contests and you know, go for the jugular, because you have a tendency when you get defensive, you go for the jugular. Well, did I? You just fat, you know. You start whatever. You're going to shame, because that's the way we work. That's what Democrats do. You just a racist. You. Why? Because all they hear when you speak logic and reason. Blah, 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 blah. They think you're sanctimonious. They think you don't like them. They think they're right and they're wrong. I know. Look, shining a light on myself. Whoa, horrible. I wasn't a mean person in like a relationship because I really cared about people. But I was quick and dismissive, and it was always the other person's fault. How could it be my fault, baby? Right? But it was. Because I didn't know how to deal with all the little demons that come from childhood and all the stuff that you bring, the baggage, they call it. It's called baggage. Well, I had baggage. That's right. I don't know how much, but I filled a couple of suitcases. Most of us do. If you are fortunate that you were raised in a really functional family, and man, you doted on mom and dad, and the brothers and sisters all got along, and yada, yada, yada. Yeah, I mean, good for you. And even with that, life still kicked your butt, man. I mean, life has a way. You know, it finds a way. It will start mess where there is no mess. It'll do it. That's just the way life works. Yeah. No win situations. Found myself in, I could have won. Could have won. I got fired, but I could have won. I could have capitulated. I could have rolled over and let them rub my belly, but I didn't. Talking about Fox News, but you guys, Kevin, you're always talking about Fox News. No, I'm talking about it in context. Talking about it in context. I was going to talk about the guy that got fired from Fox News. But you know what? I'm going to move on from there. I want to talk about suicides. Because see, this is a no-win situation we find ourselves in with lockdowns and rioting and looting and all this stuff, and they lock us down, they let other people loot and riot and have meetings and stuff, and we can't go to church, we can't go to, I mean, social distance, grocery store, you got masks on. Oh, you know what I found funny? So, y'all, look this up. They took out all the plexiglass in the little bodegas and stuff in New York, the things that bulletproof glass, they took all that stuff out. You know what they said? They said it was racially insensitive that they'd have this stuff up in black and brown neighborhoods. You know, because you had to, if you want to get something from one of those stores, they had to reach it through to you. They would go, give me some cigarettes and then a candy bar. No, not that one, the other one. And they were back there reaching it, and they'd give it, when you paid, they gave it to you. And it was bulletproof glass because they didn't want to get shot. I lived in a neighborhood like this in St. Louis. And it's funny. So they made them take all that stuff out. And then you know what they do now today? They put up some plexiglass so I don't spit on you. Yeah. Now, I could bring a gun in, shoot through your plexiglass. Of course, your mask isn't going to help you because in the time of COVID. But in the time of lawbreakers coming in, killing people in their businesses. No, I don't want you to. You got to take that out. That's racially insensitive. Well, isn't you putting up a plexiglass, whatever, isn't that surgically or medically insensitive? I mean, isn't there some sort of insensitivity that we could play a game there? Suicide's up in the time of COVID. That's what I was going on, but I wanted to break in and tell you that they took all these things out, mandated it. Now, kids, people can walk in and raid a store like locusts. But anyway, I want to go back to the suicides because what I'm telling you is, you're danged if you do, you're danged if you don't. Leftists create no-win situations. So they tell you, you need to stay away from one another and socially distance and all that. The worst thing you can do to somebody who's suicidal is not get them around people and show them that there are people who care and all this. So what happens? Suicides jump. You're hearing those numbers. You get a lot of fake numbers. This testing and stuff that's going on, we'll cover it in another segment, but all that's fake numbers. The number of people dying, they don't mention that. They aren't going to tell you how many people committed suicide. The rate of suicide that's gone up. They won't talk to you about police morale. They won't even talk to you about crime that went on in CHOP. They won't talk to you about the uptick in crime in every major city in America because of defund the police. They won't tell you about that stuff. They can't have you knowing the truth about what's really going on. Can't let America know that the left's lies cause people to commit such a heinous act as wanting to kill themselves, and they're doing it in larger numbers. Lockdown, folks, self-imprisonment, self-enslavement. I can only imagine people sitting in a room laughing at the idea that they got most of America to lock ourselves in our homes for weeks, months, over a lie. Minimum security prisons that we can go to the grocery store or work and back. But get back home to the plantation, folks. No ankle bracelet needed because we will comply.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, Sulfur Lance Gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The White House expects the next coronavirus relief package to cost up to $1 trillion. That's according to Mark Short, the chief of staff for Vice President Mike Pence. Short making his comments during a radio appearance on Bloomberg Radio. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Monday did say that the caucuses have discussed a $1 trillion package and projected that his chamber would pass a final coronavirus relief bill before August. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says politics and law enforcement don't go well together.
I think folks need to stop playing politics with law enforcement, give law support the tools and resources they need to do their job.
Wolf making his comments there on Fox News, and Wolf also commended Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp for calling up the National Guard following holiday weekend violence in Atlanta. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Many schools are making decisions on the upcoming school year, and Harvard has announced their plan. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
As colleges and universities nationwide scramble to figure out fall semester plans amid the coronavirus, Harvard University announced it will only invite 40% of its undergraduate population back to campus when the Ivy League institution semester begins in September. Only first years and students who are unable to complete online coursework at home will be allowed on the campus. Tuition will remain the same at $49,653.
Documents show Hunter Biden still controls a stake in a Chinese investment firm, despite his promise to resign from the company's board and a pledge from his father, Joe Biden, that no one in his family will have foreign business entanglements if he is elected in November. Records show that Hunter Biden owns a 10% equity stake in Bohai Harvest, RST. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Leftist haven't learned any lessons, folks, during the era of Trump. They still commit the same mistakes over and over and over. Idiot savants to the highest order. Insane. And you know the definition of insanity. They want Trump to fail. They want Trump to fail spectacularly because Trump's success highlights their failures. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm just pointing stuff out, people. I don't have a dog in the fight, as they say. Holy mother of Michael Vick. Nope. I don't fight dogs. I just give you pragmatic views on the things that are occurring, and I wake up the inner Superman that is within you. You are Superman or Superwoman. Take your gender. It doesn't matter to me. Because you possess a superpower called common sense. I just nudge it. So anyway, leftists are losing their minds again. Clowns who believed in Barack Obama, baby black Jesus, and their God failed them. Failed them miserably. In every category, all the racial strife that you're seeing today is a legacy of Barack Obama. If he wants to take credit for a legacy, Black Lives Matter is his legacy. Yep, killing police. That is a Barack Obama legacy. If you want to own something leftist, that's what you own. Trump took Obama's anemic economy, an economy propped up with $10 trillion of quantitative easing, what they called QE, a euphemism for affirmative action funding for America's first black president. And without QE, Obama would have been waterboarded by the very leftists who support him today because he would have been a miserable failure. He printed $10 trillion just to make himself look good. Well, anybody can look good if you give them $10 trillion. He put a Band-Aid on a bullet hole. And lucky for him, Donald Trump came along and saved him. Fixed his economy with an economic boom. Trump eliminated onerous red tape for businesses. He unleashed the potential that exists inside of this country organically, and it put $2 trillion back into the economy, something you get every single year. He eradicated Barack Obama's wasteful bureaucracy. Get a government for this, government for that. Get approval, some sort of paperwork from the government so they can rubber stamp it and just make money from it. Trump said enough is enough. Give that money back to the people. He cut taxes, so much so, businesses flourished. But not only did businesses flourish, the employees flourished, because if the capitalist flourishes, so do the people underneath them for the most part, unless, of course, your business is not owned by a conservative. If your business is owned by a leftist, like the Philadelphia baseball team, who essentially said, this guy's a billionaire, and he says to his employees, I'm not going to pay you during the time of the Chinese Wuhan. I don't know what it would have cost to keep, you know, the 50, 70, 100 employees employed for a couple of months, but it's a chip shot to a billionaire. And he didn't want to pay it. You know how he paid it? People shamed him. A congressman, I think one of the senators who's very wealthy, said, you know what? If he won't pay you, I'll pay you. And so suddenly, oh, you know what? Our organization wants to pay you now. You know, because they got shamed into it. By the way, shame is a good way sometimes to get people to do stuff. Ask Ed Henry. I'll talk about him soon. Anyway, recall that many employees during this time got raises. And I'm talking about beyond minimum wage. Companies did this without anybody asking. Companies gave out fat bonuses. And Donald Trump was only getting started. He renegotiated asinine trade deals. He started budget cutting. Democrats don't want him to cut the budget. They want to see something's got to give. They want a big, fat, bloated budget. And right now, Trump's obliging him, because he's got to play that game. But here's the problem. Not good or bad, however you look at it, but all this, these attempts to thwart Trump have caused the stock market to soar. Democrats quickly realized that they couldn't kill his economy. So, I mean, they were pursuing Russian collusion. They were looking at Ukrainian intimidation. Ultimately, that led to the failed impeachment effort. And then they said, let's go back. Let's go back to the economy. Let's go back to calling him a racist. Let's go back to this, that, and the other. And they keep trying. Yep. Then came the dreaded Chinese Wu flu. Democrats took their cue, decided to torpedo the robust Trump economy, and it might have worked if it hadn't been for that meddling Trump. Yeah, I'm going to go Scooby-Doo on you. Because Trump went, meddle all you want. So he played their game. He took their stimulus money, knowing what was going to come in the future. Democrats, folks, celebrated massive job losses, but Trump just waited them out. He let Democrats milk the Wu flu for all it was worth. They milked that cow dry. Then the people revolted. They said, you know what? We want to go back to work. And the truth started leaking out about the ruse. What? There's really not as many people getting sick. It's really not as deadly as they said. I have a better chance of getting hit by a meteor thrown by an LGBT midget than I do of getting killed by the Chinese Wu flu. Oh, my gosh. So they got P.O.'d. P.O.'d. And then Trump sprang the trap. Says, y'all get back to work. And he stopped wearing his mask, even though I heard recently he said, you should wear your mask. I ain't wearing my mask. So we get a May job reports number that says, we got 2.5 million people. I know, it's a recap. Kevin, it's a recap. I'm getting somewhere. Don't be rushing me, producers. 2.5 million jobs created. The most in history. Jobs report that shocked the living daylights out of the so-called experts. But Trump wasn't done. He would spring another trap the following month, in June. Oh, no. And he created even more jobs. But here's what was funny about it is you still had the naysayers out there. And I want to play this quick clip of this dude you probably know. He's on MSNBC. And here he is.
We're actually going to get the jobless numbers, the unemployment numbers for the month of June, a day earlier than we would otherwise expect them. So we would usually get those on a Friday. They're going to come out tomorrow. That'll tell us unemployment figures for June. Brace yourself. It's going to be absolutely terrible.
There you have it. That dude, Rachel, he said it's going to be absolutely terrible. And it reminds me when Maddow wanted to get Trump's taxes. You know, she was obsessed with getting Donald Trump's taxes. We're going to have Donald Trump's tax report. Taxes, taxes, taxes. You're not going to want to miss this show. Donald Trump's taxes will be explored. Blah, 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 blah. Yes, he spent an entire day, an entire show setting up the fact that the next day she was going to get Donald Trump's taxes. And you know what Trump did? He pulled the Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey type. He just pulled the rug. He was Lucy pulling the football back from her. Or him. Whatever she is. P.T. Barnum at his best. Scooped Rachel Maddow. Showed her that he's the ringmaster. He released his taxes beforehand. Yeah. He won't show his taxes. Donald Trump won't show his taxes, but we got him. And he figured out which year they got, and he released them. And you know what it signaled? Because you go, well, Kevin, they still want his taxes to this day. No, they don't. You haven't heard anything about it, have you? Not in a while. You know what it signaled to him? If you press him too hard, he'll make you look like a fool. You ever, I don't know, I grew up with my older years with fighters. And they don't, you know, when you're a fighter, that's the last thing you want to do. It's like a barber. You go to a barber, and when he's at home and say, "Will you cut my hair?" He looks at you like, "Why don't you just come by the shop?" Well, fighters don't want to fight. But you can push them to the point where they go, "Well, shoot, I guess you got to see me in action. You want to get embarrassed." Okay, well, that's what Donald Trump did to Maddow. He says, you know, "You want to fight? You want to fight?" And he's like, "Ah, I've been fighting. I don't want to fight him. I'm just going to have me a cocktail with my trophy wife." And that dude, Maddow, went, no, "You're going to fight. I'm going to make you." And Trump said, "All right." Puts his drink down, gives Melania a kiss, and knocks Maddow out. He just, wow. Maddow unraveled. If you've seen the show, she unraveled. Trump had paid $38 million in taxes that year.
He's getting out of paying his taxes. He's not paying his taxes. Donald Trump's a deadbeat.
$38 million. And he had a $916 million loss, and he could have filed up to 18 years to get all that money back. And you know what he did? Nothing. He didn't do it. That's what came out of the show. Well, now here's Maddow. "Oh, he's a terrible guy. He's not, you know, look at this economy." And what happened? Al Capone's voice.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The mayor of Seattle tweeted, "Seattle is fine. Don't be afraid of democracy." Yeah, the Seattle mayor who defended CHOP, the autonomous zone that was set up in her city, says, "Don't worry about it. Look, this is just democracy." Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are here. Then protesters showed up at her home, put her family and her kids at risk, and suddenly the summer of love is ended. But has it really ended? What's going on? I'm glad you guys are here, because we have to have these very frank discussions. The I've noticed something about the media, and this occurred to me over July the 4th, and I talked about this the other day where I said, this is the first July the 4th where I really felt like, you know, there was an anti-American sentiment that was overwhelming. But then I thought about it and went, you know what, that's not the case. These guys want us to believe that we're being overwhelmed. That, you know, they show these people burning flags, these protesters, these the very small minority of Americans who actually hate this country. Because see, the overwhelming number of Americans out there love this country. They get it. They get it. Now, I know you may think the lunatics are running the asylums. And it seems that way because media and social media do nothing except show us all the bad. It's kind of like the news. You look at the news, you're like, oh, God, our city stinks. And for the most part, I'm not going to disagree with them. Where it's ugly, these cities are ugly. But let me tell you, there's so many things that show you differently if you know how to look for it, if you don't get brainwashed into believing the hype. It was a thing that showed 1,000 black people armed, and they went to Georgia, you know, some mountain in Georgia, you know, I don't know, like a iconic figure. I don't know whether it was a statue or whatever. And it was a show of force. 1,000 black folks, all of them had AR weapons and what have you. And it was as if they were daring people to come out. And it's funny because I watch people and they're like, you know, ooh, man, it's a, you know, look at all these black folks getting all upset. Let me tell you something. Yeah, all the black people in America can get upset and it won't matter. I'm telling you, and it isn't a racial thing, but I'm telling you that you have to look at these black folks, girls, and they're carrying their weapons and they were wiggling all over the place. And they wanted us to believe that this is a well-formed militia. And, oh, by the way, they were stopping white folks and telling them, when are you going to pay reparations and all this? Effectively at gunpoint, telling people it's the NFAU, no effing around union or something like that. I'm telling you, that's what it was. And they're telling white people, you know, anywhere we stop you, you better be prepared to pay, kind of a thing. And in effect, armed robbers. And it's supposed to scare people because, you know, you could be killed. We could shoot you right now and nothing you can do, this kind of thing. Let me tell you what's going to happen. That dude is going to be somebody's girlfriend, the leader of that group. He spoke on camera. He's going to be somebody's girlfriend in prison soon. But they want you scared. They want you to believe that the majority of the people in this country do not love it. They want to tear down statues. They want to burn in effigy every white person on the planet. And I'm telling you, this is being taught. There is a group of radicals that are being taught. And I'll even go this far. Believe it or not, at its heart, even academia knows they're not getting through to all these kids. They get through a small number of them, but most of these kids want to get through college and just go get their jobs. They're not going to get out there and protest. They don't want to tear down statues. They may join something for a little bit, but they're not interested in it. It's just the cause du jour. It's the thing that seems sexy at the time. But at the end of the day, they want to get on with their lives. See, that's the thing that drives all of us inherently is, look, I may have a little time to devote to this today, but I'm not a social justice warrior. Now, there are many going, Kevin, they're paying them. They're not getting jobs. Soros and all these guys are paying them. They'll pay them for a little while. Let me tell you what I suggest the Trump administration do. I suggest they dry up those funds. The same way they dried up Osama bin Laden's funds. Dry up Soros' funds. Don't let any of his money get into the country. We can put an end to this stuff right away. But anyway, I want to give you a few clues that tell you that this BLM racist nonsense, Marxist nonsense, is not what's the overwhelming thing driving America. It is not. One might feel like we're losing, but we're not. And let me just give you this example. It was July the 4th. Video of Los Angeles, if you haven't seen it. I hope you get a chance to see it. Go check it out. Just do Los Angeles, July the 4th, fireworks, and see what comes up. I haven't tried it, but I've seen the video, and that's how I would Google it if I were looking for it. So go look at that video and listen to the commentary of the people. Do we have the clip?
There are massive fireworks going off pretty much in every direction that you see here. Jasmine, our local fire departments and police departments have been begging people not to do this,
right.
But it seems tonight they are not listening to those calls.
Well, they're putting up new warnings on social media. I mean, they're saying safe and sane are even banned in the majority of cities in L.A. County, not to mention the city of L.A. has a ban as well. We know many of the public shows have been canceled, so we've done stories on this. More people have been, unfortunately, setting off illegal fireworks. I mean, it is quite the sight, but this is not supposed to be happening. I mean, you could be fined up to $50,000.
Massive fireworks. That might be the understatement of the year, I swear. Look at that video. It looks like the beginning of the Gulf War. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. It was fireworks going off across that city. It seemed like at every block, and I'm not talking about bottle rockets and Roman candles. I'm talking about big explosive fireworks, the kind that we got on an Indian reservation when I was in Montana when my Uncle Larry was alive, that he spent $1,000, and it was a fireworks extravaganza. It looked like everywhere across L.A., people were saying, screw you. They went to New Mexico, bought fireworks, and I mean, it was... You've seen them when the city does them, you know, the ones that are like really spectacular. That's what this was, all over L.A. County. I can't explain it. You got to see it. Now, you might be asking yourself, Kevin, what's the big deal? It is a big deal. You could be fined up to $50,000. Forget about your mask, right? You get your $500 fine. These are $50,000 fines. And there were people all over the city that said, screw you. Governor Newsom, screw you. Garcetti, I dare you. Come find me. $50,000. I'm telling you, there was a revolt, folks. California banned fireworks. They said, we're not going to do any from the city because we got potential fires. They just came off of a series of fires. And do you know what the people did? Just like they did with California 25, where they uprooted a Democrat, elected a Republican by 12 percentage points. They said, here's the finger, Jerry. And not Jerry, but Garcetti, Gavin Newsom. Come find us. But you're going to have to find a lot of us. People were just, I mean, you want some proof? I'm giving you proof. This is in the most liberal enclave, folks. This is where Hollyweird is in L.A. And they had a helicopter. It's flying over. Now, we were popping fireworks in Phoenix. And I'm telling you, it was a bunch because we'd gone to visit some friends. And on the way home, they were all over the place, and I was thinking, wow, this is cool. Because it's very flat. I mean, it's just like L.A., really. And I was like, this is really cool. They're all over the place. And it was exciting to see that. I'm telling you, compared to L.A., Phoenix might as well have just, we all just popped off a bottle rocket and went inside. This place exploded. Go watch the video if you get a chance, and you'll see what I'm talking about, and you'll say, Kevin, I get it. I get it. This is the America that's out there, folks, living amongst these leftists, and at practically every, you know, 3 or 4 block area. That's L.A. That's California. That's people saying, take that mask and shove it. Take your fireworks ban and shove it. I don't need to listen to you. You don't tell me what to do. That's what that was. It was amazing to see. See, we see all these little 15-second of fame, Marxist, BLM, racist, and Antifa punks and what have you, and we think, oh, man, we're losing the country. We're not losing this country. Our job is to regain the media and regain the narrative, and we'll prove to them that we're going nowhere. You're the one surrounded. And that's what that LA video show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.